Okay, tonight we're going to do the dinim of the 9 days, because Shabbos is the 9 days, and it begins the 9 days. So, generally speaking, we're going to go quickly, because we have to finish on time. The month of Av is not a very lucky month. It says if a Jew has a court case with a non-Jew, they should try to postpone it for the whole month, but at least until after Tisha B'Av. So, let's get into the practical things. Cutting nails, you're allowed to, okay, let me explain one thing. There's, according to Ashkenazic tradition, there are the 9 days, then you have the week of Tisha B'Av, which is stricter, and then you have from the 7th day of An is stricter. Okay? Because the Mishnah and the Gemara, it may be cut in different places, only speak about the week of Tisha B'Av. They don't speak about the 9 days. 9 days is a custom. 3 weeks is a custom. And it's a very powerful custom. It says if you don't keep it, not good. But Sfardim basically only keep the week of Tisha B'Av itself. This year, because Tisha B'Av is Sunday, so there is no week of Tisha B'Av. So that then doesn't apply this week, this year. But what happened on the 7th of Av, why is the 7th of Av stricter than the earlier days of Av? Because on the 7th day of Av, the Goyim entered the Beis HaMikdash. And they started desecrating it. On the 9th, in the afternoon, is when they lit the Beis HaMikdash and put it on fire. Okay? So therefore, like this. Cutting nails is allowed next week, especially if you're doing it for Shabbos. So next Friday, if you want to cut nails, next Friday we're talking about. Cosmetic building should not be done during the 9 days. For instance, if somebody wants to paint wallpaper. Now, we're not talking about places of mitzvah, like shul, Beis Medrash, or if somebody needs to build a fence around the roof, or a fence around the swimming pool, that you're allowed to do because it's a mitzvah, that takes away danger. Or a shul building, a Beis Medrash building, yeshiva building, all that is a mikveh building, that all is allowed to be done during the 9 days, even cosmetic stuff. Even if you started it before and you have a goyish contractor, it says you should try to give him a few bucks to convince him to go after it. But if not, they'll get another job and they'll come back to you in 2 years. So then you're allowed to do it once you started. But ideally, a person, for instance, even you're allowed to take care of your lawn, but you can't plant new flowers, you can't plant new seeds. You can't, all this type of stuff you're not allowed to do. Okay, next. Anything that you do, by the way, to prevent damage is definitely allowed to be done during the 9 days. It's basically cosmetic stuff, like we said, remodeling, wallpapering, painting, whatever. That just shouldn't be done. Now, also during the 9 days, you're not allowed to eat meat or chicken or wine. Now, wine includes wine, grape juice, a cooked food that has wine in it. For instance, somebody puts wine into fish, let's say. Okay? So that dish is not allowed to be eaten during the 9 days. If you have a parva dish, parva food, even if it was cooked in a meat utensil, that's clean. Even if it was used that day for meat, that's fine. That's fine. But you can't eat anything that has a little bit of meat in it, a little bit of wine in it. That you're not allowed to eat. Now, what happens if somebody, for health reasons, let's say they're allergic to fish, they can't eat dairy, and basically they live on chicken and meat. So halacha, first of all, they should ask a shayla. But halacha says, preferably, they should eat chicken rather than meat. Because chicken is halachically not as much meat as meat is. As beef and that stuff. So preferably they should have chicken. Even that is brought down that after the 7th day of Av, they should try to avoid that also. Now, many people are lenient if you listen to a siyum, an ending of a tractate of Gemara, or you have a bris milah, you have a pinyan aben, then you're allowed to eat meat. The official Chabad custom is, except in the camps, that even though you listen to a siyum, you still, our custom is, we still don't eat meat. But a pinyan aben and a bris, then you're allowed to eat meat at those places. What? Now Shabbat, this doesn't apply. Not only that, people that bring Shabbos in earlier, again, this week it doesn't apply because Shabbos is beginning of the 9 days. People that bring Shabbos in early, let's say next Shabbos, so once, because they bring Shabbos in early, even though it's still daylight outside, but for them it's Shabbos. And therefore they would be allowed to eat meat. Or if you have little kids, b'chal, even little kids, b'chal, shouldn't be eating meat during the 9 days. I'm not talking babies under two. I'm saying older kids, if they're able to. But even then, what happens if Friday afternoon, I mean, the Friday night's late, right? So they go to sleep, either right before Kiddush, after Kiddush, right? But so the kids' custom in the house is they eat, let's say, their Shabbos meal early. So again, especially if it's after Plaga Mincha, so then kids, because for them it's their Shabbos meal, so even though it's not Shabbos yet by them, but that for the kids, it's their Shabbos meal, so they would be allowed to eat it.
Rabbi,
but
if a person is invited to a bris, they're waiting for the bris, can they partake of the meat?
No, not until after the bris.
After the bris.
The Suddas Mitzvah is, I know, people always eat before. Yeah, it's a good thing the Kiddush is not out before davening, because there are people who would be eating the Kiddush before davening, during davening, middle of davening. But the bottom line is, no, the Suddas Mitzvah is after the Bris, not before. You know, once the Bris is done, then it becomes, or the Pinyan Aben also, then it becomes a Suddas Mitzvah.
And it's okay to eat, it's not like it's better not to eat. About us,
I don't know. The Siyam it says Bris and Pinyan Aben, I don't know. Officially in Shulchan Aruch it says you can eat. I've never seen in Chabad that it says you're not allowed to. That's all I'm saying. Okay, next thing is more practical for tonight and tomorrow, and that is like this. You're not allowed to do laundry during the 9 days. Okay? So you have to do laundry, practically speaking, tomorrow for the 9 days. Not only that, you're not allowed to wear freshly laundered garments during the 9 days. Now, that doesn't apply, according to many opinions, that's the way we paskin, it doesn't apply like to underwear or things like that. So let's say, basically for a man, let's say it means shirts and pants, because socks, and that's all part of underwear, yeah? So let's say a person will need, for the 9 days, let's say five shirts, six shirts, whatever. So what they should do is, again, this doesn't include Shabbos. So tomorrow or tonight, they should wear a shirt for half an hour, change it, another half an hour, another half an hour, another half an hour, and then they'll have enough, or pants also, they'll have enough clothing for the 9 days. Now what happens if you have only one garment, or you run out of garments, and the guy has to go to work, and he can't go dressed in dirty clothing. So then, or children's clothing, because they make their clothing very dirty very quickly. So the halacha is, until the week of Tisha B'Av, which again, this week doesn't apply, you're allowed to do laundry if you must, but only what you must have. In other words, if you need two shirts, you can't wash five because the machine is anyway washing two. You're only allowed to wash exactly what you need. And the same thing, by the way, applies to towels, linens, handkerchiefs that very few people have today, tablecloths. For Shabbos, again, it doesn't apply, but it's interesting. Linen, like not again, this week is before the 9 days, but linen, next Shabbos, you're not allowed to change for Shabbos. Towels, yes, clothing, yes, but now if it's in a public place, halacha like a mikvah, where there's so they're allowed to wash towels for the 9 days. But in a private place, the person should try to arrange, like, all you have to do is use a towel once or twice. You can put it away, it's still clean, and then, you know, use it for the 9 days.
Huh? The gym. They give towels.
That's a public place. That's fine also. You're not allowed, to clean clothes in the 9 days, even for after the 9 days. You can't say, okay, you know what I need after that? I'll give it to clean during the 9 days. What?
You're going to use your own towel that's been used till now?
In the mikvahs, they're not machmen at all.
Same for yourself.
Not a problem. We'll get there. The laws of the 9 days apply this year, Tisha B'Av Sunday, so it's Monday at 1 o'clock. If somebody's leaving on a trip, let's say the day after Tisha B'Av, they're flying out to camp, and they need to wash the clothes, so then you're allowed to wash it in the morning also. But otherwise, all the laws of the 9 days, music and, you know, all that stuff applies until...
When does the 9 days start?
This Shabbos, Friday night. Friday night when you accept Shabbos.
No meat Sunday.
Sunday, no meat. Saturday night, no meat. Shalosh Shudis, you can eat meat and extend it until midnight, past midnight, and you can still eat meat because you didn't bench yet and you didn't daven Maariv yet. If you daven Maariv, then you can't anymore.
Vinegar,
but to drink it?
Balsamic vinegar is
grape vinegar. Grape vinegar is not halachically wine. What bracha do you make on vinegar? Shahakob, because it's spoiled from the wine. It's not wine.
Well, listen, but you said if wine is in food, you can't eat it.
Right, but that doesn't apply to vinegar. Wine is wine. You pour wine into fish. I can't, huh?
It's not wine.
So what? It's still wine. That's halacha. Tafshul of yayin or basar is forbidden. The vart is, if it's in a place of keli, even if it was used that day, but as long as it's clean, then you could do it. Okay, now, you don't purchase any garments. Another thing people should have in mind, for Tisha B'Av you need non-leather shoes. You need non-leather shoes for Tisha B'Av. So you have to make sure to buy them before the 9 days, if you don't have one. But there's a triple dimension, that's the way everybody paskins, that what happens if you didn't buy sneakers before the 9 days? And now, 2 days before Tisha B'Av, you realize that, oh, I don't have Tisha B'Av shoes, so you're allowed to buy non-leather shoes for Tisha B'Av. Repairing garments you're allowed to do, you can't sew new garments. Even buying garments during the 9 days is not allowed, unless if it's a big sale, as it says in Allah, if it has a big sale, then you're allowed to do it. Or, I'll tell you another example. I had this a few times already this week. People are traveling to New York, let's say, during the 9 days, and the clothing they need is in New York. They can't buy it where they live. You know, whatever, you know, sneakers, sneaker clothing or proper clothing, whatever. So then the din is, if you have, because you're not going to be able to buy it later, so you're allowed to buy it, but you're not allowed to wait until after Tisha B'Av. But you could buy it because it's, you know, you have no other way of doing it. Okay, what?
Is there a concept of selling your clothes to a goy and then washing it and using it? Because it's not yours anymore, the goy.
It doesn't say you can't wear your freshly laundered garment. It says you can't wear freshly laundered garments. By the way, ironing, freshly ironed garments, halachically is even worse than washed garments. Let's say you have a garment already that you wore, but it got creased, so you're ironing it now. That is worse than washing, as far as putting, because I agree, it makes it fresher than that. Okay, let's go to one more thing. Swimming is forbidden during the 9 days. I'm going to say the way the din is, as is, and then you do with it what you want. Technically, in Shulchan Aruch it says, you're only allowed to wash during the 9 days. Okay? Your hands, face, and feet. In cold water, without soap. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Okay? For Shabbos, Shulchan Aruch says, you can wash your hands, face, and feet in warm water. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. But there is a din that's called itzdinus. Itzdinus means a very meticulous person, a very, like we are today, very meticulous, you know, you just can't handle the... Okay, so the din is like this. You're not allowed to shower for pleasure. You're not allowed to bathe for pleasure. Halachically, if somebody feels dirty, they're allowed to take a very quick shower to get themselves clean. If it means warm water and soap a little bit, yeah. But you can't just sit there and enjoy the shower.
Publicly?
1 minute. I'm told this is privately. Okay? Mendel's waiting for me to say something. Now, for people to publicly take a shower is Chilul Hashem, halachically forbidden, and is very wrong. Which means people that go to the mikveh during the week, and if you go to mikveh every day, you're allowed to go during the 9 days. And even then, you should know Paskim right, the mikveh should be cool, not hot, and you should go in and out, you shouldn't sit there and soak for a while, because that's taka pleasurable, that's worse than taking a shower. But people should not take a shower in public during the 9 days, because basically what you're showing is the laws of the 9 days don't apply. A person feels dirty, you want to take a shower at home, take a quick shower and fine, that's it. But to do it publicly is very, very wrong. And should not be. Now, chassidim, and this is what Taka chassidim do, chassidim, Erev Shabbos, not this Erev Shabbos, this Shabbos is not the 9 days yet. For next Erev Shabbos, chassidim take publicly even a full shower, hot water, shampoo, soap, you know, regular shower like they would do on a regular Friday.
In honor of Shabbos.
In honor of Shabbos. Now, if a woman has to go to the mikveh or whatever, then she does all the preparation, the shower, the bath, whatever she needs to do, she does as preparation for the 9 days.